Gene Hemrick here at St. Vincent's Arch Abbey in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, with the Benedictines. And they have a project here which I think will delight your imagination. It is how to purify water in wetlands that have been polluted by mines, coal mines. The person I'm with is the prior, Father Earl Henry, and he will tell you about the project and all that was involved in doing this and its educational value, and especially how this relates to St. Benedict. So, Earl, you're on.
Yeah. Benedict's rule places high emphasis on care of things. Let all things be treated as vessels of the altar. Care of God's creation is very important there. We have a situation here where the coal mines of the late 19th century and early 20th century created voids under the surface that eventually, when the coal was depleted, these voids remained, and the natural process is that they began to fill with water. In the 1940s and 50s, the water was directly into the streams. DEP came in and blocked all the entrances or all the exits for the water. So the water accumulated underneath and then began to percolate up through the surface into the lowest parts of the topographical surface, lowest topographical areas of the surface. We saw that happening to about 20 acres of our property next to a creek bed that just start taking over farmlands, and it became abandoned and full of wetland material and plant growth, and it became a mess, and we were kind of embarrassed by that and didn't know what to do with it. However, we decided to tackle it and to ask the local folks and government folks if they'd be interested in a coalition with us to try to remedy this thing. As it turned out we had about 30, 35 people on a core group that included members of our college here, the educational science educational people, physics and chemistry and biology folks. It included local foundations, philanthropic foundations who were interested in cleaning this area up because it polluted larger bodies of water into the local area. Also included governmental officials, both local conservation folks, federal people, Bureau of Mines, DEP, Army Corps of Engineers, local watershed folks, and then also interested people from the area. What turned out that this coalition, which worked for about, I would guess, 6 years without doing a thing other than meeting and researching and trying to put together the project, it turned out that was a wonderful model of community involvement for us, and it heightened the surprising effect was it heightened the awareness of local folks that we were here and were interested in giving the land back to the community or for the service of the people. So we as Benedictines like this because, in effect, it gave life back to the water, which is a commodity for all of us. And that life was taken away from the water by past negligences and past greed, I suppose. In any case, the mine water that was percolating up to the surface was alkaline. We found that out by our science people, rather than acidic. Most water in mine is acidic. This water, as it percolated to the surface, turned out to be coming up through beds of limestone, which took the acid out, and the water was alkaline by the time it came to the surface. We then through experimentation, found out that if you hold alkaline water with mineral content in it for 48 hours, the mineral precipitates. It falls out, and the water that it falls from then is pure. So this system is a series of wetlands that the water will percolate up into a first wetland. It's held for about 24 hours. It then goes into a second one, a third one, a fourth one, and then back into a stream. And by that time, that water is about 90% to 94% pure. It just worked wonderfully well. It's called a passive wetland system. It works so well that that it's become, that was in 1993 to 1999 when we were working on that. It became a model for other treatment of wetland systems, became a model not only in this country, but also we've had visitors from Germany and Austria who were looking at it. So we were very, very happy with that. The outcome not only is clean water, but it's become an educational resource for the community. We have a college here. It's become an experimental place for our environmental science program. It is educational in that local schools, high schools and grade schools, bring students here either for small science projects or for field days. Interesting things like this wetland has become a bird sanctuary. It has become, so we'd see grade school kids experiment, see how many birds, different kind of birds you can see, see how many different kind of insects you can see, see how many times of dragonflies you can find, look for frogs and tadpoles and minnows, look for muskrats and beavers and mink. So this has become a very valuable resource for the local school districts. Last spring, there were 8,000 students who visited here on their field days and trips. It also turned out to be a wonderful recreational facility. We see people walking and jogging, and we see them treating it like a park where there are placards sitting around saying, this is what you're looking at. Take a look at this plant. It is a wetland plant. It is a cattail. Take a look at it. Or take a look at this tree over here that the wetland has destroyed because of the mineral content in the used to be farmland. We see bird watchers. In any case, it's become a recreational and an educational resource. We did not foresee the recreational part of this whenever we were doing with it. So we like this model. The process, the water is basically coming from the mine, is mainly iron oxide in it. So it's clear when it comes to the surface, and as soon as it hits the air, it becomes rusty. It's a rusty color. It's iron, rusting iron. That metal falls out of the water when you hold it and puts a residue on the bottom of the pond, and the water flows off. The residue on the bottom of the pond gradually accumulates, and they say after 20 or 25 years it needs to be dredged and thrown away so that the wetland maintains its proper depth. We also have done some experimentation with some scientists about is this residue on the bottom of this muck that's on the bottom of the pond, can it be used for anything? And it turns out that the iron oxide, which is kind of an orange color, is what is used or can be used as pigmentation in paints and ceramics and concrete products. There is now a market being developed for that, same as anything else. In an experimental level, you can make artificial pigmentation easier than you can, or more economical than you can, recover the iron from this muck. But we have now increased the size of our wetland to include a drying pond where this muck is put into. It's a suction system that we suck it out with a big hose and put it into a separate drying spot. It's dried there, then hauled away, and then to a processing plant that grinds it and sells it as pigmentation. So we're just happy with this project. It's been educational. It's been creative. I've been involved in it from its very beginning. It's exciting. I learned more about science than I did from any of my science classes in this project. So we're happy, and it certainly is Benedictine. And I think of Boniface Wimmer's one of his famous quotes is, whenever you're dealing with a project, the first thing you do is you take care of what needs to be taken care of. He says, first of all, do the necessary things. Then he says, do the useful things. And then he says, do the beautiful things. So this project certainly was necessary from the water quality point of view. It was necessary from our land point of view. So we did it. And we're doing the useful things, selling it, making the place look better. And thirdly, it's turned out to be just beautiful result that we didn't see coming. That's it, Gene.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is that all right?
Yes. Very good.